It's pretty much the way I said, and this is the news according to me. I'm playing drums on my table this morning. I hate to say I told you so. I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. I told you so. Because, you know, I told you so, it's not really a big deal. It's not like you disagreed with me unless you did. I don't know. And the word is Kevin McCarthy, but I'm not going to, you know, before we get into that, let's talk about what's in my cup. I don't have a cup today. I don't have a cup. All I have is a bottle of water. And it's just water. It's all I got. I had plenty of tea already today, so. Yeah, yesterday was a long day. Yesterday was one of those days where I'm sorry I didn't get my show done. I was going to do a show last night, and I got to the hotel, did a workout, and I laid down and I could not get back up again. I was just exhausted. But I was thinking about it. I was trying to play Fox News and some other news programs. I happened to listen to CNN today. I know I listen to it so you don't have to. But I did listen to CNN a little bit today, more about the whole Kevin McCarthy thing and what they're going through with this. They are using this. They just love it when they find somebody that they can to use as a tool here. And of course, now Kevin McCarthy, now some of the things that some of the commentators were saying about Kevin McCarthy and the way he is and how he interacts and how people think of him in the far right. He was loved by the far right or whatever. I don't know. Whatever they were saying. They were making all these insinuations that he was some kind of respected individual among conservatives. And he is not. Tucker Carlson is the only person on mainstream news that I have heard come out and actually say anything that has been coherent and actually truthful with regard to this whole thing. Now, see, the problem is that Kevin McCarthy came out and there was this rumor that Kevin McCarthy made these statements. He said this, he said that. Now, I'm going to get on to something else beyond this at some point here, but let's just talk about the statements themselves. So the statements, these leaks were coming out that Kevin McCarthy said he was going to tell Trump that he should resign. Of course, it's not Kevin McCarthy's job to do that. You have to stop and think about who is he to tell the president to resign any more than President Trump could have told Nancy Pelosi to resign. She wouldn't. It's like... These are elected officials. You don't tell them to resign. I'm sorry, you can't. It's not your place. You can say I think you should resign. You can give them advice on that. You can't tell them to resign. Kevin McCarthy's nobody's boss. And this we have to keep this in mind. I think that this idea that when you go to Congress that all of a sudden Nancy Pelosi is your boss because she's the Speaker of the House, that's just bull. And I think that they get in these positions for so long that they start to think that they are. This goes to their head. I've gone through a lot of things in life where I've had to take recurrent training, do things where you have someone evaluating you every 6 months or a year, whatever it's going to be. And you have to go through these tests and recurrent training and all this kind of stuff. And one of the things that you find out really quickly is that when a person is sitting behind a desk asking questions that they know the answer to, They can seem like they're pretty smart, like they know everything, because they know the answer to the questions they're asking. The problem with this is, after doing this for years and years, not even years, just months, actually, the person asking the questions start to think that they know all the answers, that they know it all. It starts to go to their head, and they start thinking they're pretty smart until someone asks that, starts, until they're on the other side of the desk. And someone's asking them the questions. And all of a sudden, they don't know the answers to those questions. So it's one of these things, it's just like this. People, it's just the nature of people to get into this mindset of in this mentality where they get into a leadership position or into a position where they seemingly have power over someone else, and they start to believe that they are a powerful person. And in some cases, they can manipulate things behind the scenes in order to continue that, to keep their grip on power. And that's what's happened. That's what's happened so many times in so many ways. They get away with this kind of stuff. Now, I have for a long time, I've said that Kevin McCarthy is a snake in the grass. I've said that he's an establishment guy. I said he's not a conservative. He's not a friend of conservatives. He's a consummate politician. It's all about his political career. It's all he has. He so much wants to be the Speaker of the House and thinks that he's going to placate everybody involved. Everybody from Liz Cheney to Ted Cruz to Jordan. It's not going to happen. Now, it is the job of the Speaker of the House to kind of pull everybody together into a coalition, yes. But you have to, you as the Speaker need to define the party. Don't just go behind the scenes and make phone calls and pretend like you're on everybody's side. And that's what he's done. This guy's a chameleon. It's exactly what he's done. He has gone to Liz Cheney. Now, one of the things I want to bring up here, now we're going to talk about Elon Musk, whatever, how do you pronounce his name, in just a little bit as well, but on some things. But the interesting thing is that how they're doing, of course, after he'd started denying that he said those things, they came out with the recordings of him saying those things. Then he tried to deny that he said certain things, and they came out with more recordings. Then he started denying that they took him out of context, and they offered more lengthy recordings. Then he's tried to spin it so that it was that they're going after him, like he's the victim in this whole thing. It's really what he's been doing. You know, in reality, the person who needs to resign is Kevin McCarthy. At the very least, Kevin McCarthy should not be Speaker of the House, period. He should not be in his position as minority leader either at this point. He can remain as a representative, but he has no business being in the position he's in. Now, the other part of this whole equation that I think is worth discussing is who is leaking this stuff. In every situation, in every phone call, and in every accusation, Liz Cheney and her aides and the people around her were involved in these conversations. She was on almost all of these phone calls. If not, I think she was actually on all the phone calls that were recorded with all the leaks that came out. Who would be leaking this stuff? And why are they leaking it? That's even a better question. There is an attempt here to go after Trump this way. And in return, and also included in that, is just to lump anybody who supports Trump. And because they are trying to pressure Kevin McCarthy, and in public, Kevin McCarthy has been somewhat supportive of Trump, even though he hasn't been very vocal about it. He didn't You know, it just this actually shows you the undermining of the whole election issue and how there was no fortitude. There was no intestinal fortitude to go after election fraud. They were one-sided on this issue. They didn't see it at all. And of course, now it's coming out more and more with the whole Hillary campaign and everything that happened with Hillary. John Durham is after Hillary, and of course, they're all the things that they're coming after her for, and with all the evidence that they have of the lies that were said and all the things that were done and all the manipulation and the falsifying and creating and falsifying of evidence among the CIA and the FBI for the main two organizations that were doing all this. Within that, is the same fervor, with the same fervor that MSNBC and CNBC, or CNBC, whatever it is, whatever. All of these organizations, news organizations, are coming out at the same time, ironically, and saying that accusing Trump of the very things that Hillary Clinton is saying. Now, and a good example, and this is kind of my segue into the whole Twitter thing. They are saying that Trump was all the things that he was doing for on January 6th. They've played this thing into there was the Russia hoax, and then it went into they had the same basic mindset when they went into the whole January 6th event, like as if he had done all this stuff and he was. And Matt Gaetz was and him were breaking the law. They're going after Matt Gaetz now as well. They're also going after Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert. I think Senator Lee. And they've accused Cruz of some things. Now Cruz has kind of been all over the board on this as well, which has been a little bit disappointing. He actually, on the floor, said something about the terrorist acts that were done on January 6th. Now, you have to understand the number of FBI agents involved in these groups and the things that were done on January 6th to frame people is absolutely off the charts. And some judges have actually looked at some of the evidence on some of these charges and they've actually dropped them. Because there is absolutely no, they actually have evidence that's exculpatory. Now, having said all that, interestingly enough, as MSNBC gets more fervent, and all the chatter and clatter coming from Hillary and all the other people in that camp, they're trying to make it sound like it was Trump that did all this stuff. Trump's the bad guy. Don't look at Hunter Biden. Don't look at Hillary Clinton. Don't look at any of this stuff. Now, Merrick Garland, again, I've said over and over as well, this guy is a deceptive, evil man. He's not evil, but he's doing evil things. He's been recently called before Congress or somebody, some committee somewhere, asking him questions about some things, about Title 42, as well as also asking about things like the whole Hunter Biden issue. He's denying, they're not going after him for anything. They're not going after Hunter for anything. They've turned it over to some federal judges or whatever they've done. I guarantee you they're going to turn it over to people they can trust. They're not going to just turn it over to just anybody. This is a clown show. It's not justice. I guarantee you any one of us, anybody out here who's just a normal Joe or Jane, whoever you are, who would have had a laptop with the information that he has on it, any one of us, we'd be in prison right now. We'd been in prison for years. We already. The FBI's had this laptop for several years now, a couple years. They had it before the election, a year before the election, at least. Didn't want to let it out. On top of this, big tech helped to sway things. Now, there's this one recording. You've probably heard it played. If you've heard any news recently on that has anything to do with the right, either on Newsmax or Epic Times or Fox, you probably heard these pundits on CNN. Remember, you've listened to it on CNN, actually heard it live or heard it from them. They've been making these comments about how, well, if a person owns Twitter, one of these big billionaires owns Twitter, they can dial things in so that the searches, so they can dial out certain opponents and certain words and phrases, and they can turn up this one thing and turn down the other thing so that your search results do one thing or another. They can influence the election. It's pretty rich for them to say that. When in fact, what I believe, I'm not sure, I hope anyway, I don't think it can go in a worse direction with Elon Musk taking the helm. I believe his intention is to allow for open dissent and dialogue again, rather than just having one side of the story and having some. They completely eliminated a sitting president from their forum, while at the same time allowing people from the Taliban and everything else, known terrorists, to continue on their platforms. You want to talk about, I mean, it's just rich for them to even say that, if Elon Musk takes over, he's going to do this, or that he's racist. All of a sudden, he's a racist. Oh, it's you know, straight white men. That's the only people who, they want freedom of speech is the white man, straight white males. Those are the only ones that are going to have freedom of speech now on Twitter. Excuse me, but they were the ones who were being pushed out on Twitter. You have to understand that this is that these people who are saying these things are themselves racists by saying this. It's a racial statement. Whether they want to say, "Oh, you can't be racist because they're immune from racism because they have no institutional power," you're on national television. You're on national television saying these things, and you're saying you don't have any institutional power. You have an entire political party behind you. You have billionaire big tech moguls behind you. It's okay if the billionaires, you know, from FaceTime and Instagram and all these other social tech moguls, that was okay when they were in charge. But all of a sudden, Elon Musk wants to stop this whole censorship issue just by buying it. And all these people on Instagram, or not Instagram, on TikTok now, on Twitter, are saying that they're going to leave Twitter now. They're announcing on Twitter that they're leaving Twitter, or that they've left Twitter. They're actually all saying, I've deleted my account. That's what they're saying on Twitter. And of course, they're not actually leaving Twitter. They're just saying that and then pretending like they've left. They haven't actually left Twitter. And where else are they going to go? That's because... Now, they won't say that they've been discriminated against or that they've been treated poorly. They're just leaving because they know they're doing it in protest. I say, you know, see you later. These are the same people who said they were going to leave the country if Donald Trump got elected, and they stayed around. Very annoyingly. So I'm not so convinced that they're going to leave Twitter as well. They're vilifying this guy, calling him a James Bond villain, saying that he's far right wing Nazi racist. It's things like this that become so disingenuous and so ridiculous when they just jump. If everything is racist, then nothing is racist. And that's the point they get to. Just every time they talk, it's everything's racist. If they disagree with you, you're racist. If they don't like what you're doing, you're a racist. If you buy a company, you're a racist. you know, Elon has done some things in the recent history, in recent just the recent months, that have shown to be extremely humanitarian. Now, you can say, you can think for a minute if you want to that you're some kind of, I'm a great humanitarian because I'm out here speaking against the man. Okay, why don't you take your satellites and adjust them so that people in Ukraine can get internet service? Why don't you do that? Oh, that's right, you can't because you've never produced anything, you've never made any money, you've never taken the risks involved that he has taken, that where he puts himself in a position where he can actually do something like that that affect millions of lives. CNN Plus was one of those jokes, by the way, that my understanding is they only, in the month that they were on, they thought they were going to get all these subscribers. And they had invested, I think, $250 million, I believe. Maybe it was more, maybe it was $750 million. It might have been 750. And it was a lot of money. It was hundreds of millions of dollars they invested into CNN Plus. A month later, they shut it down because they only had 10,000 subscribers, or maybe fewer than 10,000, I guess is the word. Now, they must have seen, and probably didn't even have that many. My guess is that they did the math and figured out that they didn't really have that many subscribers. They probably had a lot of free subscriptions, free trial subscriptions. And they didn't really have any paid subscribers. You know, their first month in business, they probably made, you know, what they make, 10,000 plus, you know, what, I don't know what that is even. Let me pull my calculator out here. Even if they charge, like, what were they charging, $10 a month? Let's see what it says here. Let's just go to the calculator. Let's go to the calculator, Bob. 10,000 times 10, $100,000. First month, they made $100,000 in subscriptions. Wow, that's not bad for a, you know, multi-hundred million dollar, multiple hundreds of millions of dollars investment. Won't take you long to, you know, pay that off. Let's just go on the small side. Let's say that they invested $250 million divided by 100,000. It would only take them 2,500 months. 2,500 months to pay back their investment. That would only take 208 years. 208 years to pay back their investment on that. Not bad. That's not bad. Yeah. Good business deal there, guys. Good job. Good job on that one. And they're. You know, of course, Brian Stelter is all excited about it. Well, we did such a good job. We're so proud of the team that came together to do all this, that we're shutting it down. That's great. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with Twitter. My concern is that people will still try to sabotage it now and try to hack it and do all kinds of things. And people within the Twitter organization may be involved in some of that. What I'd love to see is for someone to take over Wikipedia. That's something that needs to be dealt with. Dr. John Campbell, of all things, of all people, someone who just brings out numbers and talks about cases and talks about the whole thing with COVID. He calls it COVID. COVID because he's British. You know, they don't talk right over there. They might speak English, but it's not right. Don't tell him I said that. He talks about COVID, and all he talks about is the numbers that the governments are reporting. He doesn't get political at all, in any sense of the word. And yet, they have decided. If you look him up on Wikipedia, he's some kind of right-wing conspiracy wacko. It's just absolutely insane. That's the kind of thing, and he's not the only one. If they're going after him, you know how they're going to talk about other people, things that they're going to say. Dr. Robert Malone, in fact, is also another one that they've completely maligned. And it's a, what do they call it? It's a open source, nonprofit group, organization, whatever you want to call it, platform that you can't really sue. There's nobody to sue. Go sell open source. But it, you know, if you could sue them, they need to be sued. So that's all I got to say today. It's just, you know, the news is the news, and it is what it is. And I'm not, you know, it's one of those things that I think, as we continue to move forward the days ahead, this being, what is this, Wednesday? Yeah. I will not be able to do a show probably. Tomorrow morning, I don't think I'll be able to do a show. I might get up early and do one. It's hard to tell. If I do, it's going to be short. But I hear my bumper music now, so I have to go. But I'm going to go work out, get some supper, and go on with my day and try to swallow all the stuff that's going on around us. But interesting times. There seems to be some pushback at this point, finally. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Have a great rest of your week. Hopefully I'll have a show in tomorrow at some point. But Friday morning, definitely have a show. So God bless. Take care. And thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing, watching, sharing.